Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Dalet. We're still holding on the Pirush of the Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. So let's remember that Mishnah, very cute little Mishnah, organized around three issues, basically. It tries to create a balance in the case where you have a problem of Achot Zkukato on the one hand, Achot Chalutzato on the other hand, and also Yevam Alashuk on the third. And so by creating the three basic cases that we have in the Mishnah, we deal with all those three situations. Now, in reality, the Mishnah is just variations on the theme, except for the final case where you have, remember, the main case in the Mishnah is that we simply don't know which woman requires Yibum, because we don't know what the original condition was. And so because of that, basically you're going to have to give a chalitza to both of them in order to part. If there's only one brother, he cannot do one chalitza and one yibum, because then he'd be taking achot chalutzato, possibly. So in order to avoid that, he certainly is going to have to do a chalitza first, because otherwise he may be pogea and taking achot zkukato. If he now gives the chalitza, okay, so now I took care of it, so now I'm a manushah. If I'm taking, I mean, what's the problem? If I gave chalitza to the other one, so now I'm taking this one, so she's my real Yavama. Or if I gave chalitza to the right one, so I'm taking this one as a stranger. But the problem is, since you gave the chalitza, she's a surah for a new reason now because of achot chalutzato. Good. But Midorabonim. But now that you have two brothers, so we can take the next case. Next is the two brothers. Ah, so there's two brothers. You don't have a problem with achot chalutzato because you let one brother do the chalitza, you let the other brother do the yibum, and then you don't have any problems. Now the truth is, if you double the case, now you have two strangers who marry two sisters, and they both die, and they each have brothers, each of those brothers will be in exactly the same situation as the one brother. Nothing has changed because there's another person here. The only problem is, not a problem, but where it gets interesting is, the simple case would be they both have two brothers. Let's just say if they have one brother, next case we want one has one brother, one has two brothers. So again, it appeared to be just illustrative. We're going to see that it's more than just illustrative. But it appeared to be just illustrative. The one with the one brother is basically the one brother acts the way the one brother would in the case where there were not two Nochrim that had married, right? So he can only do chalitza to both, and the two brothers can do same thing that the two brothers could done in the original case where it wasn't complicated by another person who had taken the other one of the sisters. Doesn't seem to be adding very much, that case. If you've got the two brothers to each one of them, so then we can have our little cross-fertilization problem, in which brother of each set crosses over and does chalitza to the other woman, and then the brother of each set, the other brother, goes ahead and is miyadim, the other woman, the brother of his set, other than the one that the brother of his set had given chalitza to. If you get it, sounds basically like the same thing. The only additional complication is there, you better make awfully certain that the chalitzas were done first, because you even have another problem, if this is the rice of Yevam Alashuk, and that's, if the other guy didn't do the chalitza, and maybe this was the wife of the other brother, so then you can't just go ahead and do a yibum because maybe this is the Yavam Alashuk. Okay, so now we have all three problems, right? But I mean, the Mishnah really doesn't have to belabor things to this extent. I mean, the Gemara is asking, what do we need all the cases for?
Do you know when you chalitza of something, it does
wonders for her. We're going to see. We're going to see about that case. Okay, so first...
In all cases, Kodmu
like a Kamsu, it's not even a Sovik Rabbana. There's no issue that's currently involved, and therefore no problem.
Even that first one, it was a Kamsu possible in case of that.
But now there's no problem, because now already the other brother did the Yima.
Oh.
So it's gone. So I did it now. So he did it not there. So what do you want? It's over. Yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara, but look, the whole case doesn't really make sense. I'm convinced that this is what has been driving Scott over the wall. The whole case doesn't make sense. How can a Kedushin, you call the Kedushin, to be Machayev a Yibum and a Get, and all, the whole point is that the Kedushin over here creates an Isser, not creates a Heter. What kind of Kedushin is that? You're giving Kedushin to one of two sisters, not knowing which one it is. So before the Kiddushin, you could have had a wife here. Now that you made the Kiddushin, now for sure you'll never have a wife here. So that's called the Kiddushin. It's an anti-Kiddushin. So this is a Kiddushin, She'en Misurin Leviyah. That's how Tosis explained. Kiddushin, She'en Misurin Leviyah is not the Pshat. You're Mekadesh, a woman, and nonetheless you're not allowed to sleep with her because some other issue. There's an issue of love, whatever. That's not called Kiddushin, She'en Misurin Leviyah. Kiddushin, She'en Misurin Leviyah is where it's an innate contradiction in the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin creates Isurin. Because since now it creates a suffix, Achot Ishto, on each one of these women, only because of the Kiddushin. So how can that be a Kiddushin? No, isn't the point of Kiddushin that you're Meyachid, a woman, that because of the Kiddushin, she now becomes Muteret, not because of the Kiddushin, she now becomes a Surah. Is that touching on the things that been, I think that's probably the main issue that was subconsciously driving your bananas. That's exactly. Yeah, that's great. Some great profit here. So answers the Gemara. So says the Gemara, so apparently the whole Mishnah is mevuseset on the fact that we're taking the first Kiddushin seriously to be Mechayev, forget, and Chalitza, and so on. Even though Lemaisa, the Kiddushin was an anti-Kiddushin. So the Gemara, but why are you assuming that the case is Mish Kiddush Echas B'Shtei Achiyot Ve'Enu Yodeis when Kiddush means at the time that he gave the Kiddushin? The time that he gave the Kiddushin, he knew which one it was. Initially it was Hukru. Lebesof Nitarvu. At the end, it comes out that he gets confused. Maybe they're twins that come out driving crazy. No, I'm really Hila. No, I thought you were Yael. No way. You know, okay, so now he doesn't know who's who. So now he's got a problem. But the Kiddushin originally may be working. And you know what the truth is? It's clear the Mishnah wants to at least avoid this issue. Because, I mean, after all, it does say, Dekanami, telling the Eino Yodea. It doesn't say the Eino Yodua, the Eino Yodea. He doesn't know. Why does it say the Eino Yodua? It's not known. It means to say, it certainly was known. At this point, Eino Yodea. Good. Tosis points out that, I mean, of course, that means it's a riot that Kiddush and Misurin Leviyah is not Kiddush. It's like, why the Mishnah? It says, no. The Lashon doesn't mean absolutely. Why doesn't it say Vein Yadua? I told me you're in a bigger minute. No, wait, I wouldn't know. The Kiddushin ain't a Mesurin Leviyah. How be Kiddushin? Since it says it happened this way, it's a riot. That Kiddushin ain't a Mesurin Leviyah. Lo, how be Kiddushin? That's why there's the only. But that's a Machlokes. Nobody brings a riot from this Mishnah. So, it's because the Lashon is not 100%. It's not that the Lashon isn't Sova, both Pirushim. It's just that this would be the logical way to say it if you didn't. It's more Mashmanism. Anyway. So then, but wait, you know, till now, I thought that was Mamish the point. I thought that was the Kiddush. The Kiddush over here is the Kiddushin. What's happening? That Kiddushin, Shana Mesirin Leviyah, anything happening there? Is called Kiddushin. But now that you're telling me that that's not the Kiddush, we're not even talking about that case. So then, I don't understand. What's the Kiddush? There's no Kiddush. Any chair could figure out this Mishnah now. So my Kamashman, no. The Kamashman is only the last piece. The part about Getlazeh, and so on, you're right, there's no Kiddush. What's the Kiddush? But my Kamashman, save it, Strichel, that made velo achecha, choletz lishtehen, hoyu lishnaim echot choletz v'echem miyavim. So the Kiddush is to remember that davke echot choletz v'echem miyavim, not the other way around. You need to have michlat v'lo yivumi. But you can't do Yavumi Bereisha, not. The Kapoga Be'achotze Kukato. So basically the Mishnah is introducing us to the idea that there is an Iser of Achot Zekukato, and that a Zekuka has the same din as a married woman. Is it's the question of the timer that's wrong?
I think so. Ah.
It's the lower one, not the lowest. That was the middle row of timers is that they're wrongly labeled. Okay, and then the next case. So then what's the Kiddush in the next case? Shnayim Shikichu, Shtei Achayot. I mean, it can't be the same Kiddush. I guess in this case, the Kiddush Taka is that Shmamen HaKiddush Shainim Asurin Leviyah have a Kiddush. No. You're just talking about it. They both originally knew who they married, and then they both got mixed up. So did Arva. And again, you have the same diet. Take an army, the Tani, the Eino Yodea. V'lo ketani v'en yadua, sh'mamina. Nu, so now what's the chiddush? So my kamashma. Well, the chiddush is the sefer. Meitu, v'zeh achad, v'zeh sh'nayim, hayachit scrolet v'shteyem, ha-shliachat scrolet v'chad miyabim. I understand, that's a chiddush. Pshita, ha-nereisha, same case. All you're telling me is, one of the nochrim has a brother that's similar to the opening case in the Reisha, and one of them has two brothers similar to the second case in the Reisha. No? You're telling me that the Reisha extends here at the same time. Grace Gedula, is that a chiddush? Yeah, it is a chiddush. Because in the Reisha there was no one else to worry about. Either there was one brother or there were two brothers. Over here, one of the deceased has one brother, one of the deceased has two brothers. No. So then the one's going to look at the other one. One group is going to look at the other one. But the single guy's going to look at the other one. Maybe we should be geizer. Ligzer trei atuchat. Look. I mean, it could be that the guy will say, hey, how come these guys get away with the Yibum? And maybe I could talk to be Miyabim also. So he may come along and say, I should also be able to be Miyabim, right? So Mumela, Kamash Malan, we don't worry about that. And there's no Gezerah over here that of a person who may end up taking Achot Skukato. Okay, now, the Mishnah also said, but of course, the one who's going to do the Yibum would have to first do Chalitza to the other sister, because otherwise you got the same problem. Then you will be Reshalo. In this case, he's got a bigger problem. Because over here now, you're going to have a problem of the Kapogabi of Amalashok. So the Yechide in this case, he has to act first. Then the second pair acts. Okay, so the Yechidi acts by removing the din of the Chashash of Yevam al-Ashok. That's an additional Chiddush. I mean, not a Chiddush, but we're just pointing out the mechanism. In the first case, we didn't have to worry about a Yevam al-Ashok. So the Michlitz Fahadu Yevume was only in terms of that one pair. Over here, the Yechidi has to be Michlitz, and then Hadu Yevume, meaning and then the other brother is Chalitz, and then the third brother, second brother, which is the third person of the brothers, goes ahead now and does the Yibum, but he certainly can't be Miyabin even before the Chalitza of the other brother, meaning of the person for the other set, the Yachid, even though went in the direction of Miklatz Yibum in terms of his own brother, doesn't even help him. Because what's he going to say? Well, my brother already did Chalitza, there's no problem of Zika. Right? So if I'm taking this woman, if she's the one that has fallen to me for Yibum, great. And if she isn't, what's the problem? I didn't do anything. My brother removed the chalitza. What do you mean, what's the problem? If your brother removed the chalitza of the other woman, then this woman was the other man's wife. So now she's a Yevam al-Ashur. Therefore, he has to be able to but there was the other brother, the single brother of the other guy. He already took off the Yisur of Yevam al-Ashur. Therefore, I don't have a problem. That's the way to understand the last case. This third case. Okay. Now, how about the last case? Lezeshnaim. I mean, now, come on. Oh, Sulamalim, now you're really running out of options. So what's the finish now in this case? I mean, so now you're telling me, it's basically even an easier case, right? Because now everything is balanced. So it's Manishainoha. See, in the other case, somebody had to deal with Yibum. The Ach Yachid had no Yibum. So the male, he had no options for Yibum, because he was in the position of the single brother. He couldn't do a Yibum, because there's no Mamonoshach. He's going to either be Pogea and Achot Skukato, or he's going to be Pogea and Achot Chalutzato. So he's out of the Yibum picture. Once he's out of the Yibum picture, they're already dealing with Chalitza. They deal with Chalitza, so the other two brothers will also say, oh, one of us has to do Chalitza first. But in this case, we're allowing both sets, one of the brother of each sets, to do Yibum. So each one is going to say, wait a second. So in other words, somebody's bringing me Yabim, each of these women. So well, what do we need Chalitza for? And the whole thing is taken care of. Not realizing, if they don't give Chalitza, then they've messed up the whole thing. The only thing is working because of the fact that I was Varei Matu the Yevamalashot, and now each one's chalitz also took off any other problem. But in this case, they're likely to end up causing the other one to marry Yevamalashot, because each one will jump to the fallacious conclusion that there's absolutely no need for a chalitz a year. I mean, certainly on the surface, it looks like everything is just great, right? I mean, one brother's doing the yibum for that one brother's doing the yibum for that one. How much more can you be yitzing? Kamash malan, look, people are not so stupid. I mean, you understand that there's a separate suffix over here. We don't know whose is whose. That's all very nice of doing yibum. Maybe you do yibum to the wrong woman. So, mamela, we don't have to be precious. They won't remove. So Mao the Tema and said, let's see an insight. Ligza Dilmami Amin below Chalitza, and in this case, they may jump to the conclusion that you don't need Chalitza at all. Kamash Maman. Now, my problem is like this. I mean, this Mishnah kept things simple, right? It was talking about two strangers that had married two brothers. And excuse. You left the door a little bit open, and there's been a lot of noise from that. Sorry. I think it would be good to close it completely to avoid the occasional smashes from next door. So the question over here is, why is this case different than the case that we have in a Mishnah later? Case in the Mishnah later sounds basically like this, it just has an additional complication. Four brothers, two of whom, four brothers, two of whom are married to two sisters, and now the ones who are married to the two sisters die. Meto anisuin et achayot. Reuven. Don't forget to call the balipta. So now we have basically two brothers fall, two sisters over here fall to Yibum. Okay, we've got the same problem, don't we? We've got to worry about the issue of Achotz Kukato and so on. Now, it says over here if the two brothers die and they leave now the two sisters, Arielu Chotzot Velo Mityabmot. They can only do chalitz in this case. They cannot do a yibum. Right? Cannot do a yibum at all. Now, some question as to what exactly we asking. Okay, Rashi says, actually, it's not our Rashi, but the Girsa Tosfos in Rashi is that the problem is here. It says kodmu v'kansu if they went ahead and took them in between the other, but there'd be no problem. But over there, it says. That metziyim miyada, right? So it says, I mean, but it doesn't bring that part of the Mishnah, so how could that be the question? Not even raising the issue, not even bringing the Mishnah we want. So therefore, Tosfos says the problem is, here it says, echot chalitz ve'echot miyama. And with the Mishnah over there, it says, both of them do chalitz, so why can't one be chalitz and one be miyama? What's the problem? Here it's saying, you remove the Yisr of Achotz Kukato as long as one does Chalitza first. And in that Mishnah, you should be able to do the same thing. Remove the Yisr of Achot Chalutzato by having one do Chalitza first, and then you go ahead and take it. The other one will take it. So now he's not the one who's being Pegea in the Chalutza. That's not the problem. And there's no problem over here of Zika, because Zika was removed with the Chalitza. And yet, for some reason, in our Mishnah here, we're saying, great, go right ahead. As long as there won't be a problem of Achotz Kukato, moment that's removed, the fact that she was Achotz Kukato for the first day until your brother got around to doing the Chalitza, it's not a problem. It was just a temporary issue. Whereas over here, it becomes a permanent issue. How come? Explain that to me. Does anyone wonder how come? What kind of crazy question is that? How come? I mean, by definition, the additional complication of the case of brothers is precisely the reason for the difference in the din. Because the moment that a Yavama cannot be taken by you as a brother, for whatever reason, Even a Derabbanan reason. Even because of the problem of a chashash of achotz kukato. At that point, she becomes unsuitable to you for Yibum. But a woman unsuitable for Yibum is an eshet ach shelo b'mokam mitzvah. So the moment that she became an eshet ach shelo b'mokam mitzvah, she's permanently a surah on you. So you can't now get her back by removing the problem of achotz kukato. In our case, by definition, she was not your brother's wife. That's the point. That if the woman over here is the other stranger's wife, so then when you're taking her, she's completely unrelated to you. No? And if she is your brother's wife, then there never was a chalitza, and there was always was. She was always ruia for you. There's never a problem. But Shinkin over here, she's vadai asura to you, because she's vadai achotz kukato, because both brothers died, leaving both sisters. So what kind of question is that? That doesn't make any sense at all. Plus, I mean, there's the other complication, which I want to mention as well. I mean, I don't want to jump to conclusions and say that the issue over there was, by definition, Zika. Because remember, we had a machlokas before with a Yetzika, Zika, and Zika, the God that created this problem. So remember, we had a different way of learning that Mishnah. The other way of learning that Mishnah is, if you hold the vein Zika, so why can't you go ahead and marry her? What's wrong if you'll be miyabim her? So the Gemara answered, you can't be miyabim her because you can't trust that the other brother will be miyabim. The other surviving brother will be miyabim the other deceased brother's wife. What if he dies before he gets around to doing Yibum or Chalitza? And now, what's going to happen? You will be married to her sister, and therefore cancel Yibum completely, and we hold Ein Mevatlin. We don't do something that would be Mevatl Mitzvah Yabni, right? I will say, so okay, so then what's the problem? So let's do Chalitza first, and then do Yibum. It's a gzera, we make a gzera because we're afraid that you'll be Miyabit first, then you won't get around to doing it. Okay, very nice. But there too, you have exactly the same issue. There was a reason why it was impossible to do Yibum for a while, a day, a minute, right? Okay, you're right that that's on Xerath Rabbona, whatever it is, but the fact is I couldn't do Yibum. Couldn't do Yibum. If it's a brother's wife, she becomes Asura forever. Again, obviously, Min Rabbona. But she becomes Asura forever because she's Eshet Achiv, who could not get Yibum. There you go. So no matter what the reason is, if the reason is Zika, or the reason is also Levatel Mitzvah Yavni, you have the same problem. The additional complication of the fact that the other guy who married the other sister is a brother and not just a stranger means that now you were definitely locked out of Yibam for a time. And having been locked out of Yibam for a time, you can never recover. That's the point. Actually, in our Mishnah, you were never locked out of Yibam. You know, on the tzad that you were chayav in Yibam, there was no problem. Okay. Let's see that inside. Is it not hachiyash? What kind of crazy comparison is that? I mean, isn't that the whole point? The difference between the two Mishnayos is that the Mishnah here is talking about strangers, and the Mishnah over there is talking about brothers who were married to sisters. So hatam, I don't care what the svar is, as far as Yezika, Ilaman Diomer Yezika, Yezika. So the problem is, you couldn't marry that Yavama because of Zika. Good. If you don't know the Zika, we said there's another reason. What was the other reason? Ilaman Diomer, also Levato Mitzvah Yavni. That was the reason you couldn't do Yibam, because you can't trust the other brother to take care of the other one before he dies. Good, so then that's the reason. That's about the mitzvah Yavni. But whatever it is, it created a problem for you in which it was impossible for you to be Miyabin. So what happened to that issue never goes away. Hashemken Hacha, over here's no problem. Over here, he may well be taking the woman that he always was supposed to be taking. There was never a definite state of his being unable to do Yibum. And so Mamela, the woman that he ultimately takes, is perfectly okay. Again, either in terms of no need to get rid of her, which is the way Tosus understood Rashi to be talking, or in terms of the din that one could be Chaylitz and one could be Miyadah. There was never an issue. Both distinctions between this Mishnah and the other Mishnah are clearly the result of the fact that the other Mishnah contains the complication of achim. Are we happy? We don't look happy. Are we joyous? Are we fulfilled? Are we, well, all right, are we clear?
I don't think Yom Rishon is a good question.
It's canceling.
One doesn't buy a car that is made on a Friday or Monday.
I hear you. Okay. Tani Shila. Now, Kodmah V'Kansu Eimotzin. Says over here, they went ahead and they took now without permission. No problem. Well, what they did was wrong, but it's okay. You could go ahead and keep them. Says Shila, most amazing thing. Even if both of them are Kohanim. Both of them are Kohanim. So that means that he married a Chalutza. The only way that he could have is to marry the Chalutza. I understand. So how could he keep it? I mean, definitely one of them is a Chalutza, no? So we should say, I'm sorry, look, Cohen's not allowed to be married to a Chalutza. The reason is, my time up. The din of a Chalutza is a Durabonu. Durabonu were not Gezer on a Suffolk Chalutza. So Memela over here, she only got Chalitza because she might have been the one that was Chayavas in Yibum, but she might not have been. I mean, she might have been just been the other woman who never had been married to the brother. The other sister. Remember, he got mixed up. He doesn't remember which one was his wife. So the Chalitza, therefore, was just an in case of Chalitza. The Rabbanan were never Gezer and Iser Chalitza on a Kayin, where the woman had gotten Chalitza as in case of Chalitza. Somebody asked earlier in the Masechta, what's the din of Chalitza in these cases? I told you we're going to get to it. This is it. So, Safek Chalutza lo gozer v'rabbanan. Wait a minute, Chalutza is an Issur Rabbanan. I thought it always says Grusha v'chalutza. We learn that same pasuk. V'tanya, it says in the Torah, Isha Grusha mi Isha lo yikofu. And we ask, what does it say? V'isha Grusha? Ein li'ela Grusha chalutza minayin. Talmud lomar V'isha Grusha. That's right, V'isha Grusha. Ela Rapshat is there's another Isha, it was a mamash grusha, but it was included in these Isurim, similar to a grusha. And who is that? A chalutza? So chalutza minayin talmud lomar v'isha? Sounds like a real drasha. No, says the Tanur Veshila. It's actually a derabbana. The cross and a smach to be alma. There is no din of a deraisa that asks a chalutza. Since in this case, the chalutza is only a safek, the kohen who went in and took her, there's no gezeira. Mitzvah begadol yabim. The mitzvah is that the oldest brother should do the yibum, but in kadama katan zacha, the katan goes ahead and does the chalitza, the yibum. He was zeicher for himself. Tana rabbana vayaha bechor. So now we have a pasuk over here that we know we have been darshening in a very strange way. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask. Why are we darshaning in this strange way? I mean, the naive reader who reads the pasuk vayah b'chora shetelev yakum hashem achiv ames. I mean, it seems like it's saying the child that is born should be given the name of the dead brother and now take his place as he grows up. He's made now for his father. Instead, we were mepharshes in the craziest ways. I mean, it's talking about the guy who's going to do the yibum. And it's talking about Yakuma Shema Chivames, it's talking about that the brother now gets the rights to the Yerusha of his brother Amesbi, all which is not Kipshuta. But let's go through the pasuk with our not Kipshuta. Vaya Bechor Mikan Shemitzvah Begadol Yabem. It doesn't mean Asher Teleid, the Bechor that will be born out of the Yibun. It means the Bechor that exists now. He should be vaya b'chor, and then asher teleid. But of course, the woman that he's taking can't be an islandess because she has to be able to give birth. Weird, shot, pussy. So pratla islandess she'en yoledes yakum al shem achiv. That means lenachala. The brother becomes now the one who inherits the dead brother. I understand. I mean, why can't it mean what it says? Maybe it means. In a little shame, the idea over here is Yosef, Korinoto Yosef, Yochanan, Korinoto Yochanan. What's wrong with the simple shot of our simply giving the name the way the Torah is saying? And that's the parshas of the pasuk, no?
To the child?
Yeah.
Amen.
It says it can't mean that. Can't mean that. Because look, it says Yakum al Shem Achiv. And it says, when we're talking about the bracha of Yaakov Avinu to Yosef, so he talks about the two brothers, Ephraim and Menashe. But he also says, and if there will be other brothers from you, they're not called separate Shvatim. They are called Al-Shem Achayim. So you see, when you call somebody Al-Shem Achiv, it means Al-Shem in terms of Nachala. So just like over there, Ma-Shem Amur Lahalan Nachala, Av-Shem Amur Kan Le-Nachala. Okay. So it means an unusual pirush. Now, maybe, what about the next piece? V'lo yimacheh shemo. What does that mean? It sure sounds like it's talking about the brother. No. V'lo yimacheh shemo means, the same way Asher Teled meant, the woman that he takes has to be fertile. It means also that if the brother or him, which means either way, were infertile themselves, so prat v'saris, sheshmo machoy, the saris anyway, the deceased brother was a saris. He was never going to have children. If the yavam, the only surviving brother, is a saris, he's never going to have children. So therefore, the Torah was a machayev yavam. Fine. So there we have a complete pirush on the pasuk that takes it out of its pashtus and puts it into a completely different realm of referring not to the child, but to the yavam and the yavama.
What about a zakin or zakina?
That's shayach to later. See there. Okay, we'll see more about a zakin. We already had earlier.
Was it Kena?
That's the same thing. There's a chiyuv of chalitza.
Not even chalitza.
Not in this case. In his case, it was a Kena. Zakin is a Kena. It's only where it's be'etzem removed from later all along. Shishmo machui be'etzem. But that we'll see later. So, says Rav, you know, it's very interesting. Normally, b'kol ha'tayra kula, we say in mikri yotz b'nei pshuta, right? I mean, the meaning of a pasuk retains its pashas meaning. So, avagadu b'kol ha'tayra kula in mikra yotz b'nei pshuta. And over here, it ought to mean that we give the name of the mace to the child that's born. But ha'cha, atoy gzeir shava afikte mi pashte legamre. This gzeir shava just ripped it out of its pashta meaning completely. What are you saying? That if not for Gzeir Shava, you would have thought that the Pasuk, are you serious? You would have thought the Pasuk, the meaning of this Pasuk is that we should call the name of the child according to the name of the father. Explain to me how you could read that into the Pasuk, because you're obviously not reading very carefully. Who is this Pasuk addressing? Maman Kamazir Rahman. Who's it talking to? Is it talking about to the Yavam? So what does it mean? Yakum al shem achiv. Did you say Yakum al shem achicha? I'm telling you, call the name of your child after the name of your deceased brother, right? What's this al shem achiv? Is it talking to Bezdin? It's not the brother of Bezdin. Who's the achiv? It should say al shem achiavi. The Bezdin should be careful to see to it, issue an order that the child is to be called al shem achiv. Aviv Hameh. And he's talking about the son, the Bechor Asher Teled, had a father who is the brother of this man. So it should be the brother of his actual father now, or his pretend real father, in other words, in terms of the Neshamas of the Yibum, should be that name. But he's talking about Hashem Achiv, it's certainly not the child's Ach. So if it's a reference, in other words, to something that is being spoken about as outside information, talking to Bezdin. So then it's not Hashem Achi Vamez. It's Hashem Achi Aviv Vamez. If it's talking to the person who's supposed to be doing this thing, so then it's Hashem Achi Vamez. But the way that it's said can't possibly make any sense if it really means call the child the name of the Nifter. So I understand what you're saying. It took it out of its pshat. That is the pshat. Well, not necessarily, because Rava says, look, I mean, if I would have read the pasuk naively, without the Gzeira Shav, I would have read it like this. The Torah is telling the Beis Din what to make certain happens among the family relationships. It's telling the Beis Din, you issue an order to that guy that, and here the pasuk kicks in, Yakum Hashem Achiv, his brother, the Yavam's brother, Hamed. That's the point. It's not talking directly to the Yavam, and it's not describing the situation from the outside. It's telling the Beis Din what to issue in their order. Order that the Yavam calls it Al-Shem Achiv Amed. True, it's a little bit fetchy, but it's still the Parshas of the Pasuk. Now comes along the Gzeira Shava and says, it's not even talking about him. It's talking about the brother, not the son. So it's afikte legamre. Some bring a smichus from here to the idea that it's not correct to call someone after someone who was deceased directly, a brother or a son after the dead father, because otherwise why wouldn't we say it's at least an issue? There's an element that's called ria mazle. And we actually pass it like this. So Chas V'Shalom, someone had a son who died, now he has another son. And he wants to call that son after the son who died, he shouldn't. So bring a remez from here. So otherwise, why was a fikte legamre? So then a ria mazle. However, there's a gra who says to give two names. To be mechaving that the second name is now the name of the deceased. And the name that you had given originally to the deceased is now this name. But Shlomai says, why my father Zatzal was called Shmuel Yaakov. He had a brother Yaakov who had died young. And we wanted to give the name Yaakov, but they didn't want to call it because of this halacha. It's Ria Masa. They go, Shmuel Yaakov. They added that name, Shmuel.
Similar to Yitzhak Matsyon, is that
right? No.
Unless they give a name, the person can choose the second name is there.
That's it. Right. And nonetheless, they call him Yaakov because the Gra says mitam the inyanim of the nister over here, it's as if you were machlif the name of the first one. It was a child that had died, was called Yaakov Stam. So then the new child you can't call Yaakov; you have to add a name. No, but they called him Yaakov.
That you can do whatever.
His name was Shmuel Yaakov,
but he was
Brit Yaakov. So therefore comes along that Afikte Legam. Now, wait a second over here. You're telling me that the basis of this halacha is that Bechor Asher Teled means that the Bechor is Chayav and Yivam. So, where do we get the idea then that any other brother is Chayav and Yivam? Now, and you're telling me that now the Torah is saying the Bechor should do Yivam. No. Okay, so it means if the Bechor doesn't do Yivam, nobody else has a right to do Yivam Bechor. It's entirely a din in a Bechor. And if there's no Bechor, there's no Yivam. It's a din in a Bechor. No? I mean, is that what it's saying? So, Ema Bechor Liyabim, Pashut Liyabim, a brother who is not a Bechor, doesn't have a mitzvah Yivam at all. It's a complete Isser. That's what it says. A Bechor Asher Teleh. Says the Gemara, how can you say that? That's ridiculous. Because then in Kenei Shetachiv Shalaya Ba'olamo, the Torah comes to tell me that they have to be Yaakov to have to tell me, what do you mean? He can't possibly be the Bechor if he wasn't even born. So what do I need to tell me that in Shetachiv Shalaya Ba'olamo is not considered to be Chayav and Yibon? And obviously, he's not the Bechor. No. So Lomali. So it can't mean literally the Bechor. Baruch Ravacha, wait a second. It could mean literally the Bechor, because the point over there could be that suppose the Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo is talking about where he's a Bechor for the mother. So he is a Bechor. That's the pshat, but it's coming to tell me, but if he wasn't there at the same time, then not. Maybe it means L'mu'ute bukha de ima. No, come on, come on, come on. I mean, we know mothers have no place in this whole story of Yibum. I mean, the whole din Yachtav is Bechlal. I mean, we know it's all totally in Yerusha. Nachlam and Ezaav, Lam and Aim. Doesn't make sense to say that's what we need to pass. Okay, but still, you're good. If there's no Bechor, I hear. There's no Bechor, so then I need a person to tell me that this boy who's born afterwards, he's not included if you're very nice. But what if there is a Bechor? So, Ema ki ika Bechor tit kayem mitzvat yibum. Maybe the chat is like this. First, let me ask you, maybe Bechlal, there should be no gilek Bechor lo tit kayem mitzvas yibum. Maybe it means that where you have a brother, and you have a Bechaira, so over there should be a mitzvah yibum, but if not, maybe a bit well, there's no mitzvah yibum. In other words, at least I need to have it sort of together, the rich folks say it's sort of together, that the Bila, like we have by Bila, so if it's shayach to do the Bila, ain't Bila ma'akeva, so call a royal Bila, ain't Bila ma'akeva. So you would think, if there's a Bechor, so then fine, ain't Bila ma'akeva, ain't a Bechor ma'akeva. But there's no Bechor Bechlal, so maybe the Torah didn't even talk about such a case. So at least I have to have a Shaychus to Bechor. But there would be no Yibum at all, no Chiv of Yibum if there isn't a Bechor. If there is a Bechor, then I understand. Any brother can do it. If the Bechor doesn't do it, and I need a person to tell me that an Achiv Shalahaya Ba'ilama is not included, but if the Bechlal, no Bechor, so then this is not what the Torah was referring to. There's no Yibum.
Still alive, what happened to the Bechor, sir?
Whatever, he ran away, whatever, who knows? Omar Krah says that. How can you say that? Doesn't the Torah say Umet Echad Mehem? Echad Mehem is either one.
Could be the Bechor.
The Bechor could have died. Milo Askin and the Mesa Bechor. And the Torah is saying Liyavim Kota. Well, I understand. How do you know? I mean, maybe that's good for the Pshat. Well, Haya Bechor means that the survivor has to be the Bechor. Maybe that's the Pshat. Aim at the Mesa Kota. Comes along the Torah to say, in that case, Liyavim Bechor. No, it can't mean that because we were already Mayadei Shetachiv Shalaya Ba'olama. Okay, but we could still say that if there's no Bechor, so then Kodam Katan Zacha. Here, our Mishnah says doesn't matter. The Katan, if he goes ahead and is Mayabe Mizaych, maybe that's Dafka, there's no Bechor. But maybe Iika Bechor, Kodam Katan Lo Zacha. Maybe there's two levels over here. Maybe there's a din of where there really is a Bechor, so then the mitzvah's on the Bechor and the cotton can't take over. If there's not really a Bechor, then he can take over. Our Mishnah doesn't make any difference between those cases. Omar Kro, ki yeshvu achim yachdav, hukshu yeshivat achim zelaze. The point is, yachdav means whatever. They're all the same. They're all yachdav. They're all the same. Kotam, godol. Oh, so and maybe the pshat over there is that you said mitzvah begadol. Maybe mitzvah begadol. You're learning out from v'haya bechor. So then maybe if there's a bechor, mitzvah begadol. But if there's no bechor, there's not even a mitzvah begadol. So ki lek a bechor ein chazin et begadol. Why then do we learn the Mishnah? And the Abaye explained it very clearly. Alama tani Abaye kishisha from a braita. Mitzvah begodol liyabim, the mitzvah is always for the oldest of the surviving brothers, whether it's a bechor or not. The oldest. Lo ratzah, he doesn't want. Chol chinei tzol achiv hakatan. You go to the next one in line. Lo ratzah, chol chinei tzol gadol. Then you go back to the gadol. Now, where'd we get that from? If there's no bechor, maybe there's no particular adifut in one or the other. No, that's already a svara. I mean, kibachor. The basis, I mean, you're saying, the basis of your assumption was that a bechor means if there's an opportunity for a bechor, so then a bechor should come first. That's what you're saying. Can't mean only if there's a bechor. You already proved that to me. But at least let there be adifut to the bechor. Very good. I agree. There's adifut to a bechor. But I mean, the point over there, what's the adifut to the bechor? The bechor is bechor ato gormalo. It isn't a din in Bechor that we've already seen. Elamai, it's a totza'av, the chashivut of the Bechor. No. So if that's the case, the Godel Shabbat Achim, There's also a chashivut. The Torah is telling you, let the one who is most chashiv do be the one to take responsibility. Okay? So if he's a bechor, good. He's not a bechor for whatever he is. But the gadol shebachim, the same thing would be true. Gedulato, garmalo. Basically, you're telling me that it's not a technical din in the bechira. Okay, so then if it's not a technical din, then it applies to anybody who is gadol. But what about that part about, he's going to be yakum Hashem, achiv ha-meit, he said l'nachala. Maybe that's not a din in the bechira. Because Bechora is certainly a din in Nachla. So if the Torah says Bechor, maybe the real meaning of that Bechor, you've proven to me, the real meaning can't be only the Bechor. Because after all, it says that there's a din of Chivshalaya Bolon, right? Okay. But maybe there is a real din of a Bechor when it comes to the din of Nachla. So maybe the Pshat is like this. Ki miyabim Bechor lishko Nachla. In a case where there's really a Bechor, there the Torah says, look, a Bechor anyway has special rights to Nachala. This becomes now an extra special right to the Bechor, just like a Bechor always gets double the rights to a Nachala from a father. This Bechor gets double Nachala by taking over the brother. What did I do to Bechor?
You will inherit.
He inherits the brother. But Yimi Abim Poshet, Lo Lishko Nachala. Maybe if there is no Bechor, the din of Nachla doesn't apply, because Nachla is certainly Bechor specific.
Before, when we were speaking of Nachla, we weren't speaking of the son that was born?
No, that's what we were asking. We took it out of its pashtus.
Okay.
The brother gets the Nachla.
Wow.
Poor baby. He'll have to wait for his daddy to die. Like all other babies.
He gets the name.
He doesn't even get the name. He gets nothing. No name, no money, nothing. Well, and then he'll pick up his father's nachala too. That's right. He'll wait like everybody else.
And the
Bechor
Mamash is the oldest of the brothers, or the Bechor Mamash?
That's what we just said.
No,
it means the oldest. Yeah, exactly. Even if he's not a Bechor. Or even if the Bechor was the one who died. Okay, so it says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Because the Torah didn't say, V'haya ha-Bechor yakum al achiv ha-meis. It says, V'haya ha-Bechor yakum al shem achiv. So the yakum is that the guy who's now taking the responsibility, right? So yakum al shem achiv, v'harei kam. He did the job. He should be the one who was kam. That's the one. So then, I don't understand. So you're telling me basically there's no Bechor at all. That's what you're saying. You could have said, Hagadola. There's no din of Bechor. That's what you've proven me. So why did I talk about the Bechor B'Klal? If there's no din of Bechor, you just confused me. Don't mention the word Bechor. Say, Ela Bechor de Kayer Achmana, Lamai Ilchata. Why are we calling him a Bechor? Hey, we're calling him a Bechor, not for any good reason. We're calling him a Bechor for bad reason. The Griusa. We want to take away his rights, not give him new rights. In that, ma b'chor inu notil b'ro uike b'muchzak, afhai inu notil b'ro uike b'muchzak. Just like there's no din of a double portion of a b'chor, of money that is due in after the death of his father. That money, he doesn't get a double chelik, he only gets a double chelik of what's there at the time. But income that comes later, he doesn't get a double chelikin. So too, this brother, he can take over the money of his deceased brother. But money that comes in afterwards is treated as if the dead brother is a normal dead brother, goes to the father, then split up between the brothers, and so on. That's what it's coming to tell me. So, afhai eino notel b'ro'u uike b'muzak. It's dafka coming to limit his rights for the Arusha to treat him only as a Bechor. That's the point. Again, this pasuk is absolutely amazing. Every word means the opposite of what you're giving. Right? You don't call the kid the name of the mace, and you don't give him his father's nachala, and he didn't get born. The mother had to be able to give birth, and so on and so forth. Nothing but it seems. Hanit'am ala shivchav nishtachra. Look, we just had a series of issues about what to do if somebody goes ahead and takes the guy, takes the woman that he wasn't supposed to take. Kodmu v'kansu, kodmu v'kansu, kodmu v'kansu, the v'chor zocha. How about in other cases where somebody takes a woman he's not supposed to take? So we have now a Mishnah, which is not directly nogea yivanas, but which we bring because of this list of people who went ahead and were kodmu v'kansu. Is there din of yotzi or not yotzi? So in a case where a person was chashud that he had been sleeping illicitly with a shivcha, and now the shivcha was freed. Or he had got, people were saying he was hanging around with this goya, a shikta, and now she's nidgayera. So the din is, areza lo yichnas, he shouldn't marry. And he's now substantiating the rumors. The imkanas, but if he does, in motzimiyah, then it's good, so he's substantiating rumors. So good. Hanitana leshet ish, somebody where the rumors have gone out that he's been sleeping with a married woman. And because of that, otziyu mitachat yado, now the woman was divorced from her husband because of it. There afal pishikanaz yotzi, because over there he is asura miniraisa. It's not because of rumors, he's asura because he's a boel, and the yisha is asura to boel. So if you're telling us if you have a suffix miniraisa, we'll have to be motzi. We'll see whether we're talking about suffix, vada, we'll see what the case is over here. So a woman who now had relations as a married woman with someone else is not only asura on her husband, she's also asura on the boel.
All these guys who come to
no.
come to the Beddin with
exactly, that's what we're talking about, right? Patience, that's the next piece of Gemara. Says the Gemara, but despite the fact that the rumors are rampant about the love affair between this Goya and this guy, she's still a kosher Gioret. You're telling me, if he married her, it's okay, he shouldn't have substantiated. What do you mean, if he married her, it's okay, she's not a Gioret, well, she came only for this guy. So you're saying Giorit Miyahaga? V'ramini, doesn't it say that Echad Ish Nidgayer L'Shem Isha V'Echad Isha Shnidgayer L'Shem Ish? A man who was Midgayer in order to marry a certain Jew. Yes. Or a woman who was Midgayer in order to marry a certain Jew. V'Echad Ish Nidgayer L'Shem Shulchan Malachim. Somebody wants to be a member of Klal Yisrael when they're really up on the high. So these are people that are all, you know, the Shvorch is with you, they like to be made David. Or the Shum Avdei Shlomo were, you know, they walked around in these beautiful outfits with weapons, with big troops. I mean, these are, you know, they were kosher. It could be very attractive. Einam Gerim, did Rabbi Nechemia? Rabbi Nechemia says, these are not called Gerim.
Those basketball players are not kosher Gerim.
Can you imagine? Shahoya Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Echad Gerei Arayot, Echad Gerei Chalomot. Look, if somebody becomes a ger, like the Kutim became a ger, because the lions are barking up the alley, you know. Actually, lions don't bark, do they? So the lions are roaring up the alleys. Okay, I'm becoming Jewish. Leave me alone. So that's why they run to Bez and become a ger. Or Gerei Chalomot. Guy has a vision.
God told me.
Exactly. God said
it's
right. V'yecha Gerei Mordechai v'Esther. We're like the people who became Gerei in the days of Mordechai v'Esther. Absolutely terrified what was going to be. Maybe they're on the covenant over here. So they wanted to become Gerei. These are not called Gerei b'chlal. Achinit Gairu b'zman hazeh. They have to become Gerei when everything stinks. Like today. What do you mean? Literally? Bismanazeh? What do you mean? Only gave him to that? I mean, kibismanazeh. If the situation in Klal Yisrael, they're coming to be Mizgayer, there couldn't possibly be any good reason to want to be a Jew, so then that must mean that they're real Gaelic. And here the Mishnah is saying, doesn't matter, it's fine, we'll let you keep her, there's no problem, she's not even a Jew, according to what he's saying. You're right, but we don't pass it like that. Halacha kedivrei haomer, kulam gerime. All of them are gerim, And that's how we paskin. What about the Stilaman Yomer who says that the Kutim are Geri Arayot, and they're not kosher Gerim? Taisa says that's because the Kutim we know all along were worshipping Avodah Zarah. So that means that there never really was an intent for Gerut, is what he's saying. But it, here you're saying there is an ulterior motive for an intent of real Gerut? Who cares about the motive? The intent is real Gerut, that's the point. That's perfectly okay. That's right. Wait, so then if that's the case, so why not even lechatchila? So then she's a kosher giyaret. How nice. You should go ahead. It's a problem. She is a kosher giyaret to go ahead and get married to her. So lechatchila nami. That's a different issue. That's mishum neravasi. Domer ravasi aser mimcha ikshut peh v'lazut svatai. It has nothing to do with her geirut. Her geirut is perfectly kosher, and your relationship is perfectly kosher. But by substantiating the rumors about your previous relationship, you're being over on this issue. Try to not substantiate rumors. So, ser mimcha ikshut peh. So, memela, you shouldn't go and marry her. But if you did, I mean, we're not going to be b'chai of you. Very interesting, because, I mean, all over the Gemara brings raya from the pasuk in the Torah. Vayitim nikiyim mi'Hashem mi'Yisrael. What's the chat? We're looking over here to this pasuk. This pasuk we never bring. I mean, the Gemara, there's Yerushalmi brings three different pasukim. But I mean, nobody ever brought this pasuk before us. I'm going to play Chupet. What's the chat then? Also, Yisim Nikim. I mean, Lamaisa, but Ramesha Paskin is Allah Lamaisa based on this far. Asemim Chai Chupet means even if it's true and everybody knows it. The guy was openly shacking up with this Goya. There's no question about it. So what's the chat to say? So what's he doing wrong now in marrying her? Everybody knows. He's not substantiating rumors.
He's correcting.
In a sense, he's correcting, yeah. So okay, now he wants to be a good boy. He was MacGyver, everything's fine. This is very nice. So it's the same way with chat. But by doing this, word will go further about. That's the chat. If word will, that, so therefore, that's under the use of the Nikiyim. There's no way for you to be Nikiyim, everybody knows. But that's not true, everybody in your city knows. But like this, if you go ahead and marry her, so then it's never going to be forgotten, because every time you come to a place, oh yeah, yeah, that was the girl we heard about, what was going on over there, oh, what a story.
What do we care?
Like, what do we care? That's what the pasuk is saying, we care.
No, I understand.
Because we don't want to give people a topic for a conversation. Let them talk about Omer. No, this is a very, very nogeah halacha lemaisa sugya b'zman hazeh. Because the way that the sugya seems to be coming out, certainly the way Rashi is learning here, is that there is no problem at all of accepting her for giyur. There's a completely unrelated issue, which is the Aser Mimcha Ikshut Peh. What does that have to do with her Giyur? What are we coming about now? Or like the Rambam says, we're coming and we have to first ascertain that they're not coming for some ulterior motive. Where does the Gemara say that? Where does the Gemara end up saying that the ulterior motive is an issue, Bichlal? We're saying we don't paskin like that. So why does that mean we don't paskin like that at all? Okay, well, we're already getting along in time over here. Let's try to. We'll get back to this Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Ten Rabbonin ain't the Kablim Gerim Liyamot HaMashiach. You should just know.
It's now or never.
Things are too good. You can't be Makablim and Yamot HaMashiach. Kayotsebo lo kiblu Gerim lo bimei David velo bimei Shlomo. We did not accept Gerim when things were really going well for Klal Yisrael. Because we don't believe that they really want to be Gerim. Omer Reb Eliezer, Mikro, where do we see this in the Pasuk? An amazing Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hain, Gor, Yagur, a guy wants to become a ger, Efes Mioti, make sure I'm nowhere around. Because if I'm part of the equation, and I'm close to Klal Yisrael, they're coming for the wrong reason.
Who's the I, Hashem?
I, Hashem, is saying, Efes Mioti, cross me out. So the only time that you can be Megayer is where God is not present among Klal Yisrael.
Crossing out is not a pun intended here.
Me gar itach. Somebody who wants to be with you alone in your state of nechut without my presence, then alayekipo. That person will fall in your ultimate schus and elam haba, will become part of Klal Yisrael. Avol idach, but somebody who came when I was around, lo, that doesn't count.
We know that
the Megillas Rus we spoke about.
The government had anything suffering, that the only reason why we're in Belus is to.
You met Tosaf Gerin, yes.
So that shows obviously it wasn't going to be.
That's right.
Well, why shouldn't the guy be accepted if he sees Gilush Shin, like the time of Shalom?
Because things are too good.
So what? So they see it, so it's in the night.
But well, the pashtus is because then.
And everybody would do it if it's so.
No, the pashtus is because then again the nature of the relationship of the Gemara to the previous Gemara. The pashtus is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around, so things are good for Yisrael, and therefore if he's becoming a ger, then he's coming because he's going to make a lot of money being Jewish.
Good in many ways. Okay, so what's up?
No, so then maybe that's the only motivation.
So there'll be an assignment later.
Anyway, that's the pashtus. The deeper pshat is because we don't accept gerim or looking for God. We only accept Gerim or looking for Yisroel.
Well, what is God to anybody?
Okay, that's already a big question.
But you're looking for a Gilush Shmina, what is that? Things are good.
No. Why should I give you a Gilush Shmina just because you enjoy it? You enjoy it, so therefore what?
I don't know, what is it?
The first question we ask the guy is, why do you want to be Jewish if Jews are horrible? A terrible situation to be a Jew. Then he's got to respond, now that's, I want to be a member of Yisroel.
Because
you're shaking your head because you don't know things.
Right.
There is no gerus for religious reasons. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, a ger that comes and says, "I want to be Jewish because I believe in God," we don't accept.
I agree.
Okay.
So I don't know for a Jew to believe in God than for a ger to believe in God.
I'm saying. So then, what are you saying? So you're saying, not only do I believe in God. Holy, 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 glory, glory, I want that glory. Get out of here. We got enough kooks in our own religion.
Like,
we need more people
it,
with their glory.
But if there is a glorious time, it
doesn't matter. Well, I understand. What God is open to anybody who wants glory. God is there in order to give people significance. God is there to deal with your problems. It's supposed to be your psychiatrist. Well, go to your psychiatrist. What am I answering? Come to me.
What's the right answer for a gift?
The right answer is halavai ve'eni kedai. I just would, after all they went through as Yisrael, to be what they are, why I could even, I know I'll never get there, because they have the whole history behind them. I know I'm not going to die, but I'd still, to whatever extent I can be one of these downtrodden people, I'd like to.
Why do I want to be one of them? Why do I want to be one of them?
Because I see what they are.
Amazing people.
I see what they are. Exactly as a Megillas Rus. She saw what Naomi was, that's all. Amazingly, the next halacha in the Rambam is that we're mekabel the ger, and then we tell him that there is a God. He never even knew there was a God. And then we tell him he's not allowed to be worshipping in Avodah Zarah in church. He never even knew that. Unbelievable. So Lamaisa over here, as it's saying, the deepest meaning of Ephes, Meoti, is the pshat, keep me out of it. I don't want to be part of this.
Does that mean all ulterior motives or just this one?
No, this is the that depends how you learn that the sugya connects to the previous sugya. Tosfos asks some interesting questions. I mean, how about the ger that came along and said, "Be megayer me, I'll condition I should be kohen gadol." He all went right ahead and was megayer. You know, obviously over there the guy is coming. So Tosfos says only because Hillel was convinced that he understood the guy completely. And that the etzim, if he took away all of that, it would make absolutely no difference. That was just like his dream.
The ultimate, right?
Yeah. But that really, if the moment he would understand that, he couldn't be here. And that's why the ger goes back and tells Shammai, "What the heck's wrong with you? Well, what was the havenina b'klala?" It says in the Pesach, "Kazar lo yikrav." Why did you just tell me?
That's the riot of ger so strong when he went back.
So why didn't you just tell me? Okay, so that Enochinami, he knew. Okay, we have another Gemara in Menachos that does the same thing. Where someone comes in and says, "I want to be a Geras, I'm an Asa, I should marry that Talmud."
Yeah.
Also, the same idea is that you're makir what the real issue is.
Marry would be okay.
In the case where you know that, that's just, it's the same thing. Same thing like saying that Ruth says, "Be Megayer me Almanats that I should be able to stick with Naam." Yes, it was said that that's basically. But the relationship is based on the desired party. That's the point. To be married, what's wrong? I don't know, but it's good to be married. But you have to be able to be aimed on that Nikuda, as it does, it says. All right, let's move it over time here again.